The images are unforgettable. Thousands of cars floating in garages and crammed together in parking lots in New York and New Jersey following Sandy. Now some of those cars are hitting the market. The New York Times reports the cars have been dried out, title scrubbed, and resold, some showing up as far away as Nigeria. Earlier, I talked to Sarah Maslam Neer of the New York Times about just how serious this problem is.
230,000 cars were damaged by Hurricane Sandy. 150,000 in the New York area were totaled. And what happens to those cars is a number of things. When you tell your insurance company, you know, my car is totaled, they assess it, they take it away, and it gets carted away to an auction, an auto salvage auction. And that auto salvage auction will sell it to people who maybe are buying it for parts. You know, a fender doesn't get really damaged the way, say, a GPS does by water. And some people buy it for parts, and some people melt it down for its scrap. But then there is a sort of third and a bit unsavory contingent of people who buy these cars, take them either out of the country or out of state where they can retitle them, and because of loopholes in state laws, they can retitle these cars without ever having anything indicate on the title that it was once totally sunk and soaked in salt water.
So people will be asking, what about Carfax?
Well, Carfax will tell you the history of a car, and also there are other free databases. I think it's called NMVDIS, which stands for the National Motor Vehicle Titling Database. And you can look at these, but when you get a car retitled, that brand of flood, they'll say the title and a little asterisk that says flood, can get wiped away, and it won't be on these various databases. So what it might say instead in a state like Vermont, which doesn't have the brand flood, it might say a rebuilt car or a salvage car, but it won't say flood. So you might think that car was just in a fender bender, but in reality, it was covered in ocean water.
You're actually finding that these cars wound up as far away as Nigeria.
There is a large a consumer base in countries which don't have to follow American regulations, and they bring these cars there, and those people have no idea what happened to them, and they fix them up. There were a lot of Russian buyers. That's a huge place. They go to Mexico, and where they can be fixed cheaply and then sold for a pretty big profit.
How do I know if I have one of these cars?
Well, there's some telltale signs, but not many. You can look for puckering seats. You can look for sand in glove compartments, but these things do get cleaned up. Another telltale sign is what I saw when I went to these car auctions was condensation beaded on the inside of headlights. You got to get pretty soaked for that to happen. But, you know, these people are standing to make a profit off these cars, so they're going to do their very best to clean them right up. One way to check that some experts told me was to look in this Carfax, in this title history, and see if the car came from a place that had been affected by Sandy or other storms. So if something comes from a state where there was a big disaster recently, it's probably a good idea to avoid that car.
That's New York Times reporter Sarah Maslin Neer.